BBC Radio Merseyside. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. So nationally, infection rates for COVID continue to rise and hospital admissions are heading the same way as we start to enter into the colder and darker months. But when will we start to see if the recent restrictions across the Liverpool City region have had any effect? And are we heading for a circuit breaker like we're seeing in Wales? Amongst all the seemingly bad news, there does appear to be some positivity around at the moment, with the possibility of the number of vaccines becoming available in the next year. Well, to bring you all the latest today, I can speak to Dr. Tom Wingfield, Senior Clinical Lecturer and an Honorary Consultant Physician at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Dr. Tom, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here. Tom, if we can just start with what you know about the situation here in Merseyside, the Liverpool City region. Do you know how our hospitals are looking at the moment? Because the last time we heard, the COVID wards were getting pretty close to capacity.
Yeah, so you're right. The hospitals are full and we're working really, really hard to look after people with COVID and people who don't have COVID. I think across, for example, the region, I think we've got nearly 900 people in hospital with COVID, which is a quarter of all the beds in the region. So we are working hard and we are continuing to try and maintain the levels of care that we can as we approach winter. I think it is looking positive in terms of the number of cases in the community. We had a decrease over the last 7 day period of 650 cases, but the numbers are still high. So I would encourage everybody to keep doing what we're doing. But I think that we are starting to see some improvements from the measures that have been taken.
Now, Tom, as of Friday just gone, rates across the city region had fallen. But I think in the past, when you've been speaking to Snelly, you've always wanted to remind people that our numbers, infection rates, they're difficult to read day by day. And it's the trend over the days and the weeks that's more important. Is that still the case?
Absolutely, absolutely. So really, we should be thinking about these things. We see them obviously in the media from day to day, but the most important thing, like you've said, is looking at week to week trends, so kind of 7 or 14 day averages. And we have started to see some improvement in that. But again, to really drive that number down and to make sure we have the fewest transmissions as possible, we need to keep doing what we're doing. And I think that everybody in this region is really trying hard to do that.
Now, Tom, you'll have seen yourself on the news, the in Parliament, the politicians trying to talk to each other, trying to ask questions about, OK, well, you know, areas that are in Tier 3, how are they going to get out of Tier 3? You're not a politician. You are far more important than that. You're a clinician. You're a scientist. When are we likely to see if what we're doing now in Tier 3 is actually working? And indeed, how will we know it's working? What will, you know, success look like?
So I think the first thing to say is that the politicians have been a little less clear this time on what we're actually aiming for. But I would say to people in the region that I think we are aiming to try and protect the NHS at this time. Obviously, we're trying to save lives and we're trying to reduce the number of transmissions, reduce the number of people who get sick and ultimately reduce the number of people who die. And so I think that the measures that are in place, as you've already mentioned, we are seeing that there is some improvement. But to continue to do that is the most important thing in the long run.
And also, Tom, we're hearing lots about possible vaccines. I mean, you know, a lot of people are just waiting for the definitive news that we're going to get a vaccine and you know, talk about early next year. It appears in line with developments across the world that will be the case. What are you, you know, what's your feeling about when we're likely to get a proper, functioning, readily available vaccine?
So the answer is I don't know. I know that the trials are going well, and we've definitely been working hard here in Liverpool across the city on those trials, including the one through Oxford University. And you know, we've seen that the vaccines themselves look safe. We're moving the vaccines into older cohorts of people, so using them in older people, which I think will be extremely important in terms of people who are at most risk. So I think we are making a lot of progress, but I think that it's important not to set dates for these things when we just don't know at the minute. I think that as soon as evidence becomes clear, we will let everybody know.
Yeah, and just moving sort of one step back from vaccines, just testing. I mean, there was a report on the front page of the Daily Mail this morning, and you may not have read it, so I don't want to put you on the spot necessarily, but it's talking about an exclusive 12-minute COVID test available in Boots, the pharmacy, by Christmas. Does that sound right to you?
Yes, so if you look at lots of other diseases or infectious diseases, there are tests that are available that are kind of point-of-care tests that work really, really fast, or tests that you can do at home. And I think there's been huge developments in that area. And I think I've seen a lot of different work from different scientists up and down the UK and beyond looking into this. And I think these are things that may be possible. I don't know about whether it would be something that is available widely, you know, in Boots by Christmas. But I think that these things are happening, and the time in which it takes us to diagnose COVID will become a lot shorter than it currently is. And I think those are, again, things that we can look to, as Bertie, the professor who works at Liverpool School, says, as crumbs of comfort.
And Tom, just looking forward, I mean, you know, we want testing to be done quicker. We definitely want a vaccine to come. But in the sort of the medium to long term, I mean, are the coronaviruses here to stay? And we're just going to have to learn to live them, like I guess we do with, you know, other things like flu and all sorts of other, you know, illnesses around the world.
I think the answer, Steve, is that they are. And I think that the key message here is that prevention at the minute is still the best cure. And so keep doing the things you're doing with hand washing, face masks, social distancing. We know it's difficult. We're all finding it hard. But I think that that is starting to, again, have an effect, just like it did during the first wave. And I'd say also to people out there, get your flu jab if you're eligible for your flu jab. I think that's really important. By doing all these things, you're not just protecting yourself from COVID, but you're protecting yourself from all the other winter bugs that are flying around there. So keep doing those things, and hopefully we can all keep each other healthy.
And if you know, it is that time of year, isn't it, when flu comes along, and, you know, a lot of people, the first thing, you know, as soon as they get a cough or a temperature, the first thing they're going to think now is COVID, rather than they wouldn't have passed saying, oh, got a touch of the flu, would have been the statement in the past. Should people err on the side of caution if they have any of those symptoms?
Yeah, I think that it's important to get tested, because I think there is, although the symptoms you get are slightly different between flu and COVID, there is enough overlap that I think it's difficult for somebody to say, yes, you have flu rather than COVID without getting tested. So I do think it's important for people to isolate and to get appropriate testing for COVID-19, and where possible, obviously, other illnesses such as flu. I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah, because I think we have this inbuilt thing, don't we, about, oh, I don't want to bother the, you know, we used to say, don't want to bother the doctor, I'll be all right. But we're in different times now, aren't we? And if people have got those symptoms, you just get a test sorted.
Yeah, so I think it's important to be vigilant for your health, for COVID and beyond, and just to say that we as hospitals are working really hard in this region, just as in across the UK, to look after you if you have COVID or if you don't have COVID. And it's the same with your general practitioner. So we are doing our best to try and look after your health in the broadest sense.
That's brilliant. Listen, Dr. Tom, thank you very much for joining us this morning. It's always good to speak to people who know what they're talking about, because when we talk to politicians, you know, it was maybe not always, always the same, but we really appreciate your time, and especially for your advice as well. Thanks very much, Dr.
Nice,
Tom.
Nice to speak to you.
You too. That's Dr. Tom Wingfield, Senior Clinical Lecturer and Honorary Consultant Physician at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicines. The time is exactly